Whenever we talk about race and racism in America, we fall into familiar patterns. We use familiar words. Words that make us feel comfortable. Minority. Caucasian. People of color.
I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. W. Kamau Bell has uniquely merged comedy with social and political activism with a particular focus on racial justice issues. His FX comedy series, Totally Biased with W. Kamau Bell, was executive produced by Chris Rock. His album, Face Full of Flour, made top 10 comedy lists. He was recently named an ambassador of racial justice by the ACLU, and he serves on the board of the racial justice think tank Race Forward. He will bring his Oh Everything tour to the Wow Hall in Eugene on Thursday, January 22nd. Sometimes laughter can come out of discomfort, and particularly regarding racial issues, being willing to have dialogue that's uncomfortable is, from Kamau Bell's perspective, one of the most important things we can do.
The thing we have to lean into, and this is true of all the isms, racism, sexism, homophobia-ism, is we have to lean into awkward conversation. We need to actually sit down and have awkward conversations about the uncomfortable things, because that's ultimately how change happens. It's the thing that happens when, like, somebody's son comes out to them and says they're gay, and they have an awkward conversation about what that means, and then later that parent is like, oh, I think I don't maybe understand it, but I can accept it now.
Conversations about race have been beyond awkward this year in places where intolerance and injustice have crossed lethal lines. With the deaths of Michael Brown and Eric Garner at the hands of police, and with all the surrounding tensions regarding policing and racial injustice, the issues have been front and center this year. Again, Kamau Bell wants those awkward conversations to be direct as a preventive measure and not just a reactive one.
The more you sort of put yourself next to and rub shoulders with people who are different than you and share, and not only rub shoulders, share ideas with them and share meals with them, you become less afraid of the unknown. I mean, basically, I think every cop should have to go to a barbecue in East Oakland and in Staten Island every weekend and hang out with the black people in that neighborhood they're patrolling so that they don't become afraid of them when they see them standing outside of a store selling individual cigarettes.
I ask him if, as a black man who's 6'4" tall and weighs 250 pounds, whether he fears being shot by police or others on a daily basis.
I can't say I worry about it. It's one of those, as a black man in America, there's just a series of worries you have in the back of your head that at any point in the day, you might need to take off running or you might need to grab the ground. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I'm sitting here right now worried about being shot, but in my mind, it's like, don't be surprised if in a few seconds you might have to worry about being shot. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things, like, in the back of my mind, it's like I don't wear flip-flops generally. Why? Because you can't run in flip-flops. I think flip-flops are the sign of being comfortable and feeling like nothing bad is going to happen quickly.
Kamau Bell recently published an article in Vanity Fair in which he talks in more detail about what it is to be a black man and walking down the street going to a convenience store and the precautions he needs to take, from keeping his hands out of his pockets to not having his hoodie over his head. His appearance in Eugene follows closely on this holiday that celebrates the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and I ask him what he would say to Dr. King about recent events if he had the chance.
I'm sorry. I know you expected more from us, and I know you know many of us are working hard to make it better, but yeah, I'm sorry.
There has been some recent controversy regarding the historical perspectives in the new movie Selma, which focuses on the civil rights movement of the time and Dr. King, and Kamau places his views on that in a wider context of how blacks are treated in the movie industry, and again in the context of beginning the necessary awkward conversations.
Black people usually only get one shot at movies. Like, you know, they're not going to make 4 or 5 Martin Luther King Jr. movies. It's not going to be like James Bond where they keep making another one every summer. So there's a lot of pressure put on those movies. And we just have to understand that all the movie's supposed to do is get the conversation going. It's not going to be perfect because it can't be perfect. So we can't make the movie have to hold too much. Yeah. Movies are supposed to keep the thing open.
Kamau Bell had some of those conversations on the street through his own TV show on FX comedy, Totally Biased with W. Kamau Bell. Here's a clip from it from a segment in which Kamau Bell started awkward conversations between people of color and a white guy on the street by giving the people of color a chance to say anything to this random white guy.
How do you feel like racism affects your daily life these days?
It's two different worlds. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have the white world. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have the black world.
A lot of times we don't have conversations with white people about racism.
Right.
So we have brought a white guy
and want to know if there's anything you need to say to a white guy to get off your chest or have him tell the other white people in case there's anything you need to say.
Oh, white guy.
Yeah, look at that.
White guy.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
He's a perfect white guy.
Anything to say to a white guy.
So is there anything you need to say to this white guy?
Yo, what's going on with the stopping frisk?
I don't know. Sorry about that. There, let's make up for it.
Yeah, let's make up for this. Spread your cheeks, lift yourself.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Sorry.
What would you like to say? He's the representative. Questions, recriminations.
Don't ask to feel my hair anymore. You can't touch my hair.
I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one.
Bell's comedy dives into other issues as fearlessly as he does with racial issues, and one issue he's taken on is the street harassment of women through his comedy and through his presence on the advisory board of Hollaback, a nonprofit aiming to end street harassment of women. Here's another clip from Totally Biased regarding that issue.
I think women need that.
And why do they need that?
Makes them feel better about themselves.
I think that a lot of women would say that it does not make them feel better about themselves. Okay. And by a lot, I mean 100%. So in all the ways that you rank to pick up a woman, you want to let the men know that that's the worst way.
I mean, next to, like, kidnapping.
I still feel like it's a good thing. You know, when I talk to women, they have better days, you know?
I like it. A man who's not swayed by facts.
That there are so many issues besides racial injustice to find humor in is why Kamau Bell has titled his new tour the Oh Everything Tour, because there's simply so much ripe for satire in 2015 that it's hard to focus on just one issue. In bringing the Oh Everything Tour to the Willamette Valley, he's bringing it to a region that has a population dominated by whites. I ask him about theoretical tolerance in which people who intend to be open-minded don't really have a chance to test their comfort with diversity, given the population.
You know, the sort of the liberal in theory but not in practice is something that every person of color can talk to you about like, you know, I think one of the scariest things to be in life for a person of color is one white person's only friend of color. Because then you become the person that they unload all their things about all their ignorance about race and racism on, and then go, but you're different. You're not like the others.
So
here's what I'm saying. Make more than one friend of color in your life. You have to have a smorgasbord. You can't just have one.
Kamau Bell's own personal path of crossing racial boundaries includes the creation of his own mixed-race family. As a black man who has married a white woman and had children, the racial issues with the family are unfolding and yet to be determined.
A lot of that depends on what my kids are experiencing in the world and what I want to prepare them for. And I know that I'm raising mixed-race kids, their experience is going to be very different than mine. And my oldest daughter is 3.5, and as much as I would love to be like, let me explain to you how race works. Here's the autobiography of Malcolm X. She's 3.5. You know, so it's really just right now, it's really learning from her. She just recently realized that me and her mom and her are different colors. Now, we haven't talked about how that links back to slavery, but we have sort of said, Dada is chocolate colored. You, Sammy, are peanut butter color. And Mama is sort of a peach tannish color. We haven't really figured it out yet. You know? It's hard to describe white people's color sometimes, but we are talking about it. It's just having an open dialogue between amongst us. Even though she's 3.5, she wanted to have the conversation, so we'll start having the conversation.
In the end, he hopes we can get past racial issues to other difficulties. W. Kamau Bell will bring his Oh Everything comedy tour to the Wow Hall in Eugene on Thursday, January 22nd, beginning at 8 p.m. A portion of the proceeds will benefit Race Forward, a racial justice think tank and home for media and activism. For tickets and more information on the show, wowhall.org. For more on W. Kamau Bell, wkamaubell.com, and many video clips available on YouTube under user WKB Online. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.